Welcome to Outside the Box, something you shouldn't believe without question. Today's topic is counting all votes. There are serious concerns in this upcoming election about people who want to vote, but who will not be able to cast a ballot because of restrictions, such as having to show a photo ID or some other means of identification they may not have. But there's another problem that few recognize. At least in Maine, where I vote, I can vote, but only for a pre-chosen small number of people, if I want my vote counted. Let's say I think the best candidate for president in 2012 is Ron Paul, or Hillary Rodham Clinton, or Porky Pig. I could write in those names, but my vote would not count. The ballot clerk would note that I voted, but not record whom I voted for. It would be considered a blank vote. That's because of a law in Maine that says that only those names on the ballot, or so-called declared write-in candidates, those who express their intent as write-ins more than 45 days before the election, can have their votes counted. In case you're wondering, the law is the Maine Statutes on Elections, Title 21A, Chapter 9, Subchapter 3, Article 1, called Tabulation of Results. No matter how many people vote for Ron, Hillary, or Porky, their total will be zero this November. Although we supposedly have the right to vote, we don't necessarily have the right to have the vote counted, unless we vote for a small number of predetermined individuals. That's like my getting a driver's license, but being told I can't drive a Yugo or a Tesla. I can make a statement about who I think is the best candidate for an office. But will anyone hear it? Not now. If you wanted to vote for a candidate in November who wasn't on the ballot or a declared write-in, would you do it knowing it would not be counted? I'm Larry Danziger, looking to make a statement as well as casting a vote.